Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:40 here on WRHI's Palmetto Morning. 71 degrees under cloudy skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
You can find us FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2, that's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. Coming up, today's June the 17th. That means we are 2 days away from Juneteenth, and our good friend Jordan Worthy, the community events coordinator of the City of York, is in the house to tell us all the celebratory happenings in York for Juneteenth. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. You look like a celebrity.
Thank you.
Dressed to the... I like the shoes. That's what I like.
I like the whole ensemble.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah.
So hopefully people are watching us on CN2 and can see that Jordan is dressed and ready to go. But Jordan, for those who are unfamiliar with what Juneteenth is, give us the background on Juneteenth.
Yeah, so in 1863, when Abraham Lincoln, when he released the Emancipation Proclamation, it wasn't until 2 years later where the Confederacy states didn't release their slaves, more specifically Galveston, Texas. So June 19th, 1865, that is the official date that they were given their freedom.
Wow. And of course, people would say, why?
Yeah.
Can you tell us why? Put us back in perspective.
I mean, well... it's the Confederacy. And yeah. Of course, they were advocates of slavery. So, you know, when the Civil War and everything was going on, they really tried their best to make sure those slaves did not get their freedom. Mm. So it wasn't until 2 years later to where they were able to be granted that freedom.
Wow. So and a lot of people do not they don't even think about it.
Yes.
But it is a fact of history, mm-hmm. and one that we can learn more about and experience on the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, so on June 20th, downtown York, from 12 to 6, we are putting on a whole Juneteenth celebration, and it's called Liberation Lane. And what it's going to be is it's going to be filled of vendors from local businesses. And we're also going to have live music. And
loud music.
Yes, yes. And in the Sylvia Theater, there is going to be a panel from 1 to 2 o'clock from notable educational leaders around here locally. And we're going to be discussing the significance of Juneteenth and the importance of Black history. So, yes, I can't wait. And there's also going to be a Black History exhibit next door to that theater, and that's going to be from 12 to 3.
What do you think there are some things that we don't know about Black history? People assume so much, but until you really kind of slow down, focus, or attend an event like mm-hmm. you're having in York, South Carolina, I mean, what would be something that someone would learn that they would be surprised that they didn't know or be surprised that that was in truth happening?
Yes. Well, indeed, Black history is American history, and it comes from the invention of the stoplight, the invention of the hairbrush. So many things were these inventions that came from Black people. So it's very important that we are able to push that out, especially at a time where the validity of it is being challenged in schools. Mm. We have to know these things.
Because, America.
Yes.
Took us all. We've all been here together.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not know that. The hairbrush.
Yes.
Interesting.
Of course, Juneteenth became a federal holiday on June 19th in 2021, and then when then President Joe Biden established it. But prior to that, Jordan, this was not a national thing. It was more regional. Again, I know during the Great Migration, a lot of it came from the South up into the North, but mm-hmm. it just wasn't as big of a deal until President Biden made that decision. Yes. How has that helped Juneteenth since now it is a federal holiday? It's recognized and people are having discussions like we're having every day.
Yes. Well, of course, making it a federal holiday, it became more visible. So more people know about it. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing. We need representation, of course. So, you know, with holidays, this is also a significant one that needs to be celebrated because mm-hmm. it is a pivotal time in history that where it happened. And, you know, it has to be remembered. So, yes.
And it's an opportunity to bring people together.
Yes, ma'am.
Not to divide.
Yes, of course.
But to bring it together and say, and did you know this? Mm-hmm. And did you know this?
Yes, we're the United States.
Yeah.
The key word in that is united, unity.
I
we have to
that.
Come together.
Is this something that you do annually?
So this is the first time that it's been held at that magnitude in York. Okay. So it's usually been at Jefferson Field, but I conceptualized the idea in November, and for it to come to fruition is just, it's a blessing. I love to see it.
What a great thing.
Yes.
It's your baby.
Yes, it is. It is.
And in the Sylvia Theater, you're going to have a panel?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that look like?
So it's going to be 6 panel members. And some of the panelists, let's see, we have Dr. Jennifer Dixon McKnight. She is at Winthrop University. She is very heavy in African-American studies. Dr. Marlon Smith, he is the African-American studies director at University of South Carolina Upstate. We also have Mrs. Carlo Dawson. She is a very notable member of the community. She's done a lot of reenactments and just
Poet Laureate here in Rock Hill.
Yes, yes. And she actually was one of my high school teachers.
Really?
Yes, when she was at South Point. I know she's at Northwestern now. Yeah,
sure.
So, yes. She's so proud of you.
Yes, yes. We seen each other this year at the MLK dinner earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And I gave her the idea and it was just a great time to reconnect.
Wow.
Yes. And let's see. We also have Dr. Randy Worthy. He is going to be the moderator and he's going to lead the conversation. We also have Dr. Sheikha Houston. She is the CEO of Create LLC in Chester. And we also have Mr. Melvin Strobel, and he is a notable educator, or he's on the board of the Lancaster School District.
Yep.
So, yes.
He was, I think
impressive.
He most recently was chair. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Melvin, very well.
Wow.
So full details again, it's 12 to 6. The
yes.
event is free with the obviously they pay for food and stuff like
yes.
that. But other than that, it's completely free.
Yes, completely free.
What's the way people can find more information about this in advance?
So, yes, you can definitely go on the City of York Facebook page and as well as the York website, and where you will go to community events and departments. When you find the Liberation Lane Juneteenth celebration, that is where you'll have all the details, including flyers. And everything like that. So
you can do a little preliminary planning by
yes.
going to the Facebook site and all
yes,
of
ma'am.
That. So when you get there, you'll be like, okay, we're going to hit this, we're going to hit that, we
yep.
need this and that, and really maximize the day.
Yes.
Great.
Juneteenth festivities this weekend in York on June the 20th in downtown York. Jordan Worthy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is 8:49 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.